This is KHCX.
Whiskey Fox 4 Delta X-ray, WB9Z at the mic. How are you?
Hey, Jerry. How you doing? Great to hear you.
Hey, great to hear you. You're booming down here, just booming.
Oh, and I'm beaming at 60 degrees, so I'm you're off the side.
Yeah, when you first called the Robbie there, I was kind of looking towards him too, and I couldn't believe how strong you were. I moved the antenna up your way, so how's it going, man? I haven't talked to you for a long time. Anything good on 6 meters?
All right.
Oh, yeah, 6 meters is, it's been pretty good to me this year. let me see here. Hold on 1 second, and I'll tell you, I worked 8R1TM and D2UY, 4U1UN, OD5ET, OH0Z, and here comes a couple good ones, H40GZ, YJ0RS, and HP1EUA for all new ones this year.
Oh, nice. Congratulations. Let's see. The H40, was that GJ or the guy, D-Expedition?
That was GJ. And the Vanuatu, the YJ0RS, was also an EME.
Yeah, well, hey, congratulations. That's great. You know, I got Lance, when we were back in Illinois, but the YJ was on, and when he was on, we were already down here. So I don't have a big antenna up on 6 here yet, but it's in the works, I hope. So anyhow, that YJ, it runs, that's especially the H40, I mean, when's that going to be on next? Probably many, many years, if at all.
Yeah, we'll probably never hear it again on 6, at least. And, that YJ0RS was, I listen night after night, actually early in the morning, and there was this one time that he was right there, and he was calling me. I returned it, and it was a good contact, so that was really a tough one.
Oh, yeah. I think I was kind of watching the EME reflector when that was all going on, so that's pretty cool. That's really cool. And, you were hanging in there and not giving up, and it paid off. I like to hear stories like that.
Yeah, you got to put the time in for them rare ones, I guess. So how's Belle doing?
She's doing good. She's working out right now. She's not around the house. We're just kind of hanging out here, getting some yard work done this afternoon. I think we're going to try and do it and then go out and get something to eat. So it all depends on what she feels like when she gets back from working out. We may not work in the yard.
Okay, well, tell her I said hi. And, it'll be great to see you guys one of these days again.
Yeah, you need to come down to Hamcation in February and warm up.
Yeah, Roger. Actually, today is a very unique day. It's 62 degrees here.
Oh, that's great. It's not much warmer here.
Yeah. So what times do you spend down there?
Oh, it may be. It's more and more every year. Let's see. We came down in September. I think we got down here on the 15th of September. We wanted to just see, how hot it was. It was hot, man. And, I take all the antennas down. We got a portable tower here that we put up. It's on a trailer. And it's a pretty good-sized tower. And I got a six-element. Six band Yagi that goes on it. So we take everything down when we leave in the spring, even the wires out of the trees, because, if it gets really dry down here and there's a lightning strike, I don't need to start the neighborhood on fire. So there's always a lot of work to be done when we get down here. So right now, I think we're pretty much ready to go. I think I'm ready to go for next weekend in the CWDX contest. So I should be able to do six bands next weekend. So, you know, we did the RIDI contest, and we did Seek Your Worldwide Phone, and we got a guy that's about, he's in his mid-50s or so, great guy. W4 Zulu Tango Hotel is close by. He helps me a lot with the antenna work, and he's getting into contesting, and, he's really, really a good contester. So we're having fun, with another operator in our multi-single team.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I've been contesting at K8AZ here for the last several DX contests up in Cleveland, and having a great time up there. And we did multi-single for phone, and we'll probably do that again for code. But he'll do a multi-2 sometimes, multi-2 sometimes as well. But I like the multi-single classes. You know, you get in multi-2, you got to worry about Frank there. And there's no beating LPL. So you got to do what you got to do, I guess. And, you know, I once thought of moving to Florida. I had a job offer at Harris Corporation in Melbourne. And I went down there, and I spent 3 weeks down there, and I decided not to take it at the end. But I come pretty close. K8CX.
Was it too hot?
It was. I didn't like the traffic, and I couldn't find a place to live that was nearby. There's a breaker in there too. The other station, go ahead.
Excuse me, this is Delta Lima 1, Hotel Victor Oscar. Good evening from here, good afternoon to you.
Okay, DL1HVO, okay. This is Tom in Ohio, and you're about a 5 and 6. I turn my antenna south now towards Jerry, but nice to hear you in there. And let's see. Oh, yeah, okay, on the antenna work, well. Yeah, I still use a TIM W3YQ, but I haven't had any issues lately, so I'm in pretty good shape. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, Roger, and good evening to the Delta Lima station, and I'm beaming northwest up towards Tom there, so I'm not hearing you really as well as I could. That's interesting. YQ, he's a great guy. You know, he was our place at least 3 times, and him and one of my guys, you know, when I was in the tower and antenna business, they took down that really busted up three element M-square 80 that I had up at 140 feet. Fortunately, it was on a self-supporting, big heavy self-supporting tower that I had up or still have up. But that thing was totally out of balance because some of it was damaged from an ice storm, and some of the elements were missing, or parts of some of the elements were missing. So it was really, really unbalanced, and YQ and my guy Jeff got it down safely without any issue. So, yeah, YQ is a great guy. Plus, he put up a bunch of OWAs for me, too, and that all went really well. So, yeah, I like him a lot. He's a great guy. He's very cool, very laid back. So, but, I keep an eye on the operator list on the multi-singles because, I look at us with three operators, and our peanut whistle station here. We just try and get in a ballpark with you guys.
Roger. Yeah, K8AZ, they're not 100% serious, but we put in a pretty good effort, and we try, and we watch it on the web there. We got that listed up there too, so we can see what's going on with us. And we were in first place almost to the end there, and then somebody who wasn't listed on there came ahead of us a little bit. But hey, I wanted to ask you, what do you have on 6 at your home QTH there?
I got that 10-element LFA on a 60-foot boom, and that's scrapped on the rotating tower at about 80 feet. It's the only place I could get it to get it in without, you know, too much problems. And so it's maybe a little bit too high, but it seems to work all right for EME and E-skip and everything. And then I still have my old 9-element M-square on a 49-foot boom, and that thing works amazingly well. So in between those two, and then I got a third 6-meter Yagi. It's like 6 elements at, what is it, maybe 45 feet or something. It's on a rotor too. So, you know, in between those three, I usually find something.
Wow, yeah, that sounds great. I just have a 7-element 90 feet, and you might think it's too high, but it seems to do quite well with almost everything there. So let me turn it over to DL1HVO, if he's still there, and say hi. This is KA Charlie X-Ray. Go ahead. He might have left.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to play single op next weekend and see how many cues I can make here. So, and now the dog is barking and going nuts. So back to you, Tom. KCX WB9Z at WF4DX.
Okay, that's a great call, both of them. Okay, well, if you want to take your dog out, that's okay. And yeah, hey, thanks for calling. Boy, it's so great to hear you. Remember them days on 20 meters when we would get together with Jim and Tim and Angel and all the guys there? Boy, well, that was such a great time.
Oh, yes, it was a great time. Is there still a 40-meter group, you know, in the evenings?
I don't think so. I'm not really 100% sure about that.
Yeah, roger. Give me a minute, but let me make sure that there's not somebody at the door here. Usually the dog only barks when there's something going on outside. I'll be right back.
Roger.
Charlie X-Ray, WF4DX.
W4DX, KHCX. You got a visitor?
Yeah, Val got back, and her and her friend Lisa, I don't know, they're doing something in the garage with some plants or something. So, yeah, the Harris Corporation, that's the two-way radios and telecommunication stuff, right?
Yeah, you know, I think they might have moved out of Melbourne now. I'm not sure of that, but yeah, I had they had 6 divisions down there, and I had a job offer in 2 of their divisions. One was their computer, and the other one was taking care of those machines that make the IC chips.
Very cool. Oh, very cool. Very cool. So, My friend Zach W4 Zulu Tango Hotel. He works for Harris, and they're doing a whole bunch of reworking of the county telecommunication systems here in Florida. And he's a big wig in that. He's got a bunch of guys working underneath him. He's always on his phone putting out fires and stuff. So yes, I'm very familiar with Harris, and I'm more familiar with Harris back when they were doing broadcast, building broadcast transmitters and stuff. That back when I was in the tower and antenna business doing FM broadcast work, that's how I got to know Harris.
Oh, okay. So they are still in Florida then?
Well, they apparently are. I don't know about the manufacturing part and that part of it, but I think they're pretty much all it in Florida here. All of these counties are upgrading their telecommunication systems, and some of these counties got 15 tower sites, and they got microwave systems, and then I assume they're probably doing some type of trunking too, so all the people in the field can talk back and forth. So matter of fact, we were just over at Melbourne a few weeks back for the Melbourne Ham Fest, and so it's a pretty busy area, but I can feel with you on the traffic. Now, where we're at here, we're on the other side of the state. We're in Citrus County, which is near the Gulf, and it's pretty quiet here where we're at. We're on 2 acres back in the woods, so I'm not being a farm boy with towers, steel towers and guy wires, putting antennas up in and around trees is not my bag, but I'm making do.
Okay, sounds like you got a nice place there on the Gulf. Oh, very, very good. And I'm not familiar with W4ZTH, but I just wonder how far I would have went if I would have stayed down there. I graduated from electronics school in Pittsburgh, and I don't know, they got wind of that, I guess, and that's where they sent me the job offers, and they flew me down there, and I didn't take it, but I'm glad I didn't now, because I came back and I got a job at Peerless Electric close by here, and I had 45 years of service in there, and I'm retired now for 10 years, and if I didn't come back, I'd never met my wife that I love very much, and and we had 3 daughters, and now I got 2 granddaughters.
Yeah, and they keep you busy. So wow. Well, it's funny how things work out, isn't it?
Yeah, that's for sure. You never know. You got to take your chances, I guess.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? So, okay. Well, I'm going to say 73s, and great talking to you. Great talking to you, and maybe one of these years we'll make it back up to Dayton. We know it normally don't go back to Illinois till late in May, really late. And I don't know. Well, maybe we need to leave a little bit sooner one of these years and try and get back to Xenia, I guess I should say.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Boy, that would be great to see you there. And I always see Hal there, and we always talk about you. We say, boy, we hope Jerry comes up here again. I remember we had some nice conversations. And you and Hal were the ones that convinced me to try 6-meter EME. And, boy, that was a good thing. I got plenty of good countries off of that. And did you know Hal right now is at 9U1 RU?
Oh, yeah. We're exchanging texts back and forth. Boy, too bad 6 meters isn't a little bit better that we could have hooked up with those guys on six. I'm playing the leaderboard. I think I got 22 band slots with the 9U guys, and I'm still looking for a couple more yet. I need 30 and 40 CW, and it'd be nice to work them on 160 too, but I th- think I got most of the other slots all filled. But Hal and I still communicate, all the time. He's a great guy, lucky guy. You know, he's had some health scares there, but I think he's doing all right.
Oh, yeah, he's a great guy. Always good to see. And I got him on 30, but I still need him on 40. I only have 6 band slots. I haven't really been doing FT8 with them, but I'm going to do that before they leave here. So, okay, I'll say 7-3 to you and let you go. And really, thanks for calling in, man. It's so good to hear you. WB9Z at W4DX. This is KHCX.
Yeah, I wish it was W4DX. It's Whiskey Florida 4DX.
WF4DX, okay.
Yeah, you know, we're looking for a different call, a shorter call, but it's got to have DX on the end, and it's got to be a 4, you know, so it's just too darn confusing, using our home calls down here. I tried that at first, and it just doesn't work.
Roger. Yeah, that's still a pretty good call.
Well, it's great in WPX, and, you know, Val and I love the WPX contest, so it's a great WPX call.
Yeah, that's a unique mall for sure.
It is, it is. Okay, Tom, great talking to you, buddy, and if I don't talk to you before, have a great holiday season coming up, and enjoy the weather while it's nice up there, and we're enjoying finally some cooler weather down here. Take care, my friend, 73s, and the dog's going nuts again. Kate, Charlie, X-ray, Whiskey, Foxtrot 4, Delta X-ray.
73, Jerry. Be sure to tell Val I said hi.
I will, 73s.
Bye-bye.